Pre-production. We all know it's important, but is it the simplest suite of traits that you have ahead of you in terms of fine-tuning? You've already done the easy ones, frankly. You've done the growth and the reproduction, and we talked about post-weaning efficiency with RADG. And now we're getting into the tough stuff. And so what we'd like to share with you today is some opportunities to try to capitalize on what we know that reproductive complex are your lowly heritable traits. You know, environment has a huge component, and selection's a lot more challenging to move the average performance in your herd compared to, say, growth and carcass are the easier ones. Through the association, about 2007 in a research report, and then more recently we've released that on the big board of EPDs, there's a heifer pregnancy EPD inaccuracy that I've circled on that menu or trait list that you're so familiar with on the EPD pedigree lookup. So you have that tool available to you, and particularly if you turn in those heifer breeding records, which I thought that was fabulous from Bill's polling question, how many of you all already participate in that concept of getting more valuable heifer pregnancy EPDs back to your herd by turning in those breeding records. So you have that tool available to you, and just as a refresher, you can look at two sires, two bulls. If one's 10 and one's 3, then you'd expect 7 out of 100 more pregnant daughters out of that bull A versus bull B. And so you can use this as a selection tool to improving your chances of that pregnancy performance. Higher values, more favorable, and the EPD appears with a breed average of close to about 8%. And so you have that tool for you right now. Our previous speakers talked about jump in and start utilizing these technologies and begin to move forward with them. In terms of submitting data for heifer pregnancy EPDs, you know, if you're not really sure how to do that, call us. We'll talk it through with you. You can call our main line at the office and think about options through AAA login, spreadsheets, AIMS, for example, in ways to capture that information. If you submit the breeding records for your herd, you're going to get the most valuable feedback from this EPD in our suite of traits. So now we get down to the nuts and bolts of it. What I've graphed here is just showing you since 2007, about every 6 months, and we started out with like a development EPD in the sire evaluation report. Now it's run weekly if you submit those breeding records to us. And we'd add 1,500 to 2,000 breeding records over an annual basis and roll that information in. And you look at our total right now is at least 35,000. Well, if some of the Clay Center researchers looked at that, they'd say, wow, you all have a lot of breeding records. That's really good. Well, in the Angus business, we always want more records and the best selection tools for you. This week in your weekly evaluation, national cattle evaluation that's updated every Friday morning, there will be over 7 million weaning weights total that go into your evaluation. There will be over 35,000 breeding records that go in. So we have a lot of improvements that we can make in submitting data. Just another snapshot, just this week, we're going to add close to 10,000 weaning weights. Similar count on birth. 10,000, just this week. You all do a phenomenal job of reporting records to us. That's why you have the best suite of tools. We're only going to add this week like 50 heifer breeding records. So I don't mean to sound like I'm preaching, but you got to help me out a little bit on this. And Brian's going to ask more of you as we look forward. So we know we got to do something different in terms of data collection. And that's why I want to share with you what we've just ramped up here in the last couple of months. And the program's called Maternal Plus. And it's voluntary. It's inventory-based. And I don't think it's something that you want to overlook. Yeah, it's voluntary, but it's going to let you capitalize on the suite of traits that we need to learn the most about. getting you better tools and better tools for your customers. And we've always already heard that thought process come about. We need more reproductive data. You have some, you've got a lot, you're an envy of many organizations, but I think we need to step up and try to come at some more of it. Ultimately, we're trying to do better selection tools. So I just want to share with you a couple of screenshots, and I don't want you to dwell on the particulars, but just the big picture on it. If you're currently using AAA login, then you probably haven't noticed perhaps that far right tab that's called Maternal Plus. And you have an opportunity to click through one of those menu items to learn more information. So you really at that point haven't activated that tab. But when you click on a component that gets you into the enrollment process, that kind of kickstarts how you begin to participate in this program. So once you click to begin the enrollment process, then you have to start and do a little bit of homework. And there's a menu choice that tells you that you need to update your cow inventory and your heifer inventory. And that can be a little overwhelming at first. That's probably where you're going to spend your greatest time investment, getting your inventory up to date. You might have females in the inventory that you've never gone through and given them a disposal code. So there's a neat feature in login right now that I've circled on that screenshot that's essentially a cleanup of your inventory. Gives you the ability to work through a menu and a drop-down of those disposal codes. And when Brian talks after me, he'll give you a little more relevance on how important those disposal codes will become. And I've just selected one, say, for some females that need to be disposed of, and I picked the weather one because I wanted to pick something non-committal, simple. So you could choose called on weather and then go through and mark those females. So you would do this to clean up primarily your cow inventory. Because this is an inventory-based system, you want to have in that inventory, finally, the females that are going to be exposed for breeding to let us capture that reproductive picture about your herd. So that's just a screenshot of that. And once you've cleaned up the inventory, and again, you won't do that in 5 minutes, but we're sure here to help you to think through how to best attack that. This is just an example of herd. There's no charge on the heifers. And then there were 50 cows at $3 a head, and so it totals up to 150 on there. You check out, and you've cleaned it up, and then you're really enrolled. So when you first sign up, you're just beginning the enrollment process. You've got to go through and work on that cow inventory and fine-tune that. But you'll like that utility on the whole clean up your inventory list to help you work through that. So you're checked in, you're finally all set up, and here's just a snapshot of what's fixing to happen. If you looked at just an example, one of the nice features about this program is you can enroll at any time. You don't have to wait for some magical date at the first of the year or the end of the year. So this is really simplistic, but say you enrolled 80 cows in April, so it's 80 times $3. There's the 240. You're all ready to go. Well, you didn't have to pay anything on the heifers, so you end up breeding 100 females. And meanwhile, you're going to submit breeding records to us on those heifers. We want that as part of the program. We're going to ask you to do that. Then you can get to your preg check and your calves weaned and your regular system processes that you go through. So in a nutshell, we're going to say you had perfect reproduction. And the next year, your anniversary date arrives. Again, that was in April. Nothing special. You set that up. And you did great. You had 100 of them. So it's 100 times $3, $300 as your fee, your annual fee. And that's going to cover the calf performance. We'll mention that. And then you have your heifers. You don't pay on them, 120, and you work through it, so on and so forth. So just a simplistic approach to show you primarily that anniversary dates whenever you're ready to jump in. Here's what we have so far just in the short amount of time of people that have totally completed, got close to 50, completed their enrollment in full, reconciled those inventories, worked through that cow cleanup option. 5,400 cows, see those nearly 1,500 heifers, immediately start rolling into our breeding record process. In a few months, what we used to do in 6 months to a year. So just some highlights on this. You can enroll at any time. And you set up your anniversary date based on that initial enrollment process like I showed you in the screen before. The $3 inventory fee is for those females 20 months and older, and it includes the performance reporting of the cow's calf. So that's worked through pretty straightforward. And we have some articles in the Angus Journal that you can reference as well, just as a recap of the program. So once you're enrolled, you'll notice that maternal plus logo up in the top right. You can use that in your marketing materials or other venues that you choose. And I'm just going to share with you what your inventory screens look like once you're enrolled, just so you can get a shot for those. You'll see there's two tabs up there, a cow inventory tab and a heifer inventory tab. And I'm going to show you the cow one first. It's a lot of detail, so don't get bogged down on it, but it's just showing you it's a reference point. As you get closer to your anniversary date, you may want to update, okay, which cows did I turn in a disposal or I recorded a calf? Is my maternal plus requirement complete before I come up on my next anniversary date? And so I've just highlighted that last column in your spreadsheet. Just to say, you can, throughout the year, go to the cow tab or the heifer tab and see where you are, what's your status on turning in calves and reporting information on the cows and the heifers. Now, do you turn your data in here? No. You're going to use your regular opportunities to submit your weaning records, for example, or your breeding records. The heifer inventory sheet shows up the same way. Again, these are accepted inventories. They'd have a logo at the top. On the cow sheet, you noticed it had her most recent calf. That may or may not have met her requirement yet, but you have that as a reference point to help you figure out which cow that was you were looking up. So that's just what the sheets look like that you can refer to periodically. One of the other nice features is in participating in this program, you're going to be able to see those key EPDs, birth, weaning, calving, ease, direct, once their weaning data are processed. And so prior to registration, you can utilize these EPDs, see them in your login account as a selection tool. So you have that resource available to you prior to registering those calves. So that's a neat feature you want to keep in mind that you have access to right away. And I've just got some BIR calves listed there. I can't hone in on this enough. Once you've completed your enrollment, you're in the system, you can refer back to those tabs we looked at, but your data submission is just like you always do. If you're using login, if you're submitting spreadsheets, go through the same routine, same venue for adding data to AHERE like you always have. You've got AIMS as an option, spreadsheets, AAA login. Really capitalize on those components because all those current performance systems are in place for you. So as I start winding down here, just as a refresher of the required data, we're going to ask you to turn in heifer breeding records. And then on every inventoried female that you have in the listing, we're going to look for a calf record, a weaning weight, typical stuff you're used to, or a reason why there wasn't a weight, disposal code on the cow, a reason why she didn't produce. And you saw the check boxes to help you cross-check that. Once you've participated for a full year, and we're fixing to come along with some people that have completed that full year, then we want to take this step forward, and I think, Dr. Strobeen, you'll recognize a lot of these values because you work so extensively with standardized performance analysis and production at Iowa State and working through extension. We want to help you capitalize on some of these concepts with your herd data that comes into this system. So you can see pregnancy percentage, calving percentage, weaning percentage on an exposed female basis, since you'll really have that full system of data. Similarly, we can break out, and it's just illustrated here, how you can break out the percentage of calves that are born in the first 21 days, second 21 days, get a better feel for that calving distribution. Never before have you really been able to do that so easily through the Angus records and in seed stock herds. So there's other additional pieces to that, but I think the sky's the limit to us in terms of capitalizing on that. So again, we want you to see this as a resource for what we need to do in reproductive traits.